242 meters in the medium wave band. This is Radio Scotland.
Radio Scotland blasts off at 6 a.m. Monday to Saturday with Rooster Call. Now, if this doesn't stop you yawning, nothing will. We also keep an eye on the clock for you with our frequent time checks. Before the party starts, we'd like to introduce you to our managing director, Mr. Tommy Shields.
Good evening. This is a proud moment for me, and indeed for all of us here, for after many months of trial and tribulation, Radio Scotland is now a floating reality. Thanks to the skill and ingenuity of a dedicated band of radio engineers and the loyalty of our team, we have been able to convert a former Clyde-built lightship, the Comet, into one of the most modern offshore broadcasting stations in the world. Now, our aims are simple and straightforward: to provide a new exciting form of entertainment radio and to offer advertisers a new, simple and economic medium in which to sell to millions of homes in Scotland and in Northern England. Indeed, but for the encouragement of a large number of advertisers up and down the country, we might never have been on the air at all. And it is especially gratifying that a famous Scottish firm, Jean McGregor Soups, is the first to sponsor one of our programmes. However, her friends over the border haven't been slow to join in the race either, for the distinction of booking the first commercial on Radio Scotland goes to the News of the World, that great Sunday newspaper. It is with pleasure, therefore, that I now hand you over to Mr. Ron Belbin, the Scottish editor of the News of the World.
Thank you, Mr. Shields. And from News of the World, warmest congratulations to Radio Scotland. We are happy to be associated with this truly exciting enterprise. Like News of the World, Radio Scotland will be catering for everyone, for the forward-looking people of this country, for the people with go, for the folk who demand the latest and the best of news, views and entertainment.
Well, that was the start of it all. As I'm sure many of you know, our signature tune, The Black Bear, was the first sound ever to be broadcast from a brave wee ship, the Comet, off the east coast of Scotland at Dunbar. Do you remember that sound? Yes, the Night Owl Show, presented by Tony Meehan. Over then to Tony.
Thank you, Mr. Shields. Hello, everybody. Good morning to you. You're with TM in the AM, the early morning Night Owl Show from 12 through till 2. On a wonderful day like today, what else but the Kimbos and their singer John McConnell? A wonderful day like today. In the sky,
dare any raindrops to fall in my eye. On a wonderful day like today. On a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as bright as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say for the more, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I won't pay the bill. Let me take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these, when the world's in a wonderful way. could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say for the more, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I will pay the bill. Let me take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for morning life peace. When the world's in a wonderful way. On a wonderful day like today. Come on, everybody. Let's have a ball.
A nicer way to start this early morning show I cannot think of, except perhaps playing another track from the Kimbos album, again featuring their singer John McConnell, with this one previously recorded by The Loving Spoonful, written by John Sebastian and Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city, the back of my neck and dirty and gritty. Been down, listening to the pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the side street, harder than a match. But tonight's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, we'll dance all night. Despite the heat, we'll be alright. And baby, don't you know it's a pity. It is coming out in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool down, even in the city, looking so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Turn round, turn on the bus stop, run up a stick, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, we'll dance all night, despite the heat, we'll be all right.
Our thanks to the Kimbos and the singer John McConnell. This is the only guy that gets three name mentions in a matter of 15 minutes. That's not bad going. Anyway, from me, Tony Meehan, 2M in the AM. Until we do indeed meet again in those early morning hours, take care and bye now.
On 242 metres in the medium wave band, this is Radio Scotland. It's hi, hello, and welcome from me, Tony Allen. Might be more familiar to many of you as the Mighty Mouse on the wireless. It was my pleasure to introduce some of the programmes on Radio Scotland in the time I was there. Let's kick off with a record from Michael Gill. Michael Gill with Jamaican Patrol. That's available on the Scotia record label, by the way. I had a fabulous time all the time I was there, you know. We were there over summer, and it was a great summer. We used to have barbecues on deck and midnight swims and everything like that on the Comet off of Dunbar. It's tremendous. Here's Alec Dalgleish and the All-Stars.
¶¶ don't get around much anymore, says Alec in the All-Stars, another record available on Scotia. And as I say that, into the studio walks, guess who? The man that did the Swing Across Midday programme.
You mean the Swing Across the Midden show?
Oh, what's Yakko?
Yes, Yakko, your lovable ludicrous one.
How are you, Yak?
Hi, hello, Tony, and welcome to the show.
I see. Yak used to do impersonations. I tell you what, Yak, why don't you do a couple of impersonations of some of our boys that have gone abroad? How about Ben Healy?
Incidentally, now isn't that a cute idea?
What about Spencer? Bob
this
Spencer.
This your main man, Spencer, here for us to call show.
Oh, that's marvellous. And who else did we have? Richard Park.
Richard on radio here from Kirkcaldy. That's very unkind, a most unusual idea.
Oh, that's tremendous. Tell you what, why don't you introduce this next record?
Well, this is really Yakko, your lovable ludicrous one, so mammy-o, daddy-o, let's go with Michael Gill. And here we go, Lunas and Ravers, when you and I were young, Maggie.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you, Yak, dear. On to the last number, I'm afraid. Little number from Alec Dalgleish and the All-Stars and Thoroughly Modern Millie. Just about it anyway, the last record. And from me, Tony Allen, maybe sometime, somewhere, we'll see one another, and perhaps it'll be on a free Radio Scotland. Till then, from me, bye now. On 242 metres in the medium wave band, this is Radio Scotland.
And it's greetings, hoochter-chookter friends and shingalens, bats and bens, grannies and crannies, and you yankers and yoker, not to mention the pert-keyed polis, and welcome to McLaughlin's hoochter-chookter Keely, when once again we invite you to struggle your wally knees, rattle your bunions, bounce in your totty champers, and more or less lift up your kilts and have fun. And first of all, Bella, grab your granny, pull on your gutties, struggle your wellies, and dance to the sound of Fraser McGlynn and the Knights of Real.
Chuchters and chuchters with Fraser McGlynn, who comes from a wee place called Tarbert, a place of lairds, gillies, healing coos and scrambled kippers, and that was one called the Tarbert Treat. Oh my goodness, was nae bear a fair moving her curlers there? She's no had exercise like that since she dropped her tanner doing a stack. Anyway, I must tell you, chuchters, I'm a terrible dancer. I've got two left feet and I both own the one leg, but it's time right now for a song. So come on, granny, waggle your wellies, stuff your hope piece special down your tartan wellies, and sing with Colin Stewart.
I'm Geordie Mackay, oh, the HLI. I'm fond of the lasses and the draft paper by. One day when it's walking a chance to see a bonny wee lass wi' flint and hurry, says I to that lass, will you walk for a while? I'll buy a bonnet and we'll do it in style. But Hilda's Mackenzie, or the HLI, she looked at me shyly and sent me a sigh. A Gordon for me, a Gordon for me. If you're no a Gordon, your day is to be. The black butcher roar, the sea for the claw, but the cocky be Gordon's the pride of them all. I caught in that girl on the banks of the Dee. I made up my mind she was fashion for me. So I was a-thinking how nice it would be if she would consent to get married to me. The day we were wearing the grass was so green, the sun was as bright as the light in her inn. There be two bonny lassies who sit on her knee while she sings the song that she once sang to me. Oh, Gordon for me, a Gordon for me. If you know a Gordon, your day is to be. The black one shall roar, the sea for the north, but the cock he will call as the pride of heaven.
Oh, and there goes your granny, waggling her wallies and shuggling her National Health Service champers there with Colin Stewart and a Gordon for me. Oh, for a minute I thought he said a turban for me. But once again, hoochters and chuchters be you up in the valleys or down by the tallies or even up your Calvin side stair he'd wash and doon the close. Up you're all singing, dancing, hooking and chuking to the best in music from north of the Tartan Line on McLaughlin's Cayley. Isn't Glasgow terrible? There are more Pakistanis in Glasgow than in Karachi, you know that. In fact, if they took all the coloured people out of Glasgow, would have an hour extra daylight. Anyway, Glasgow's no got a coloured problem, there are no white people left. But anyway, there are plenty of hoochters and chuchters left. And right now, no Cayley would be complete without the pipes of the Govan Gasworks. But we couldn't get them, so here are the pipes of the HLI 5th and 6th Battalion with Scotland the Brave. Back we come, hoochters and chuchters, to the Laird of Coo Curtains, King of the Ported Heads, head bottle washer at the Auchinshuggle Sugar Alley Water Factory, and I'll be your Toorie or Stoorie, or your Sporran or Warren. I hope these are all dancing, hoochin' chuchin', lifting up your kilts and tossing your cabers to the bands of the 5th and 6th Battalion of the HLI. Oh my goodness me, there was mere hot air there than a meeting at Glasgow Corporation, but right now, Granny, time once again to stuff your hoop piece special down your tartan sporran, glue your ear to your tranny, and listen to your wee commercial.
And for you on Radio Scotland calling you. Turn the dial to Radio Scotland station, then on 242.
Who has all the latest records? Radio Scotland leads the way. For the best in entertainment, stay with 242 all day.
And for you on Radio Scotland calling you. Turn the dial to Radio Scotland station, then on 242.
Don't you miss your favorite program? Doesn't matter where you are. In the home or in the factory, Radio Scotland's never far.
On for you and Radio Scotland calling you. Turn the dial to Radio Scotland station, then on 242.
Aren't there some funny people about the new, I'm telling you. I went into a shop in Carnaby Street last week to buy a tie and the bloke took my inside leg measurements. Just glad I wasn't buying a pair of Y-fronts. Anyway, hoochters and chuchters, it's time for another song. So once again, if you'll shuggle your wallies, waggle your willies, biddle your curlers, bounce in your bunions, you can all sing along with wee Alex Findlay.
A lot of people say the kilt is not the thing to wear. In fact, they say the kilt is out of date. But I've got certain reasons why I'm wearing mine, and so I'll tell you if you'll only care to wait. I used to wear a pair of breeks, but since I took a wife, and after I'd been wed a week or three, I sold my trousers, bought the kilt. The reason was because, I'll tell you if you'll listen new to me. Every night I used to hang my trousers up on the back of the bedroom door. I rue the day, I must have been a jay, I'll never hang them up anymore. For my wife, she used to ramble through my pooches when I was fast asleep beneath the quilt. In the morning when I woke, I was always stony broke, so that's the reason knew I wear the kilt. I'm not as strong as I used to be, my bloody's getting thin, and wouldn't it take an awful lot to freeze? The only thing I'm frightened for is winter coming on. I'll feel it very cold about the knees. If I should take a freezing fit one day and kick the pail and join the great majority that's gone, then maybe I'll be sorry that I ever took to kilt, and I wish I kept my cosy trousers on. Every night I used to hang my trousers up on the back of the bedroom door. I rue the day I must have been a jay. I'll never hang them up anymore. For my wife, she used to ramble through my pooches when I was fast asleep beneath the quilt. In the morning when I woke, I was always stony broke. So that's the reason new, that's the reason new, that's the reason new I wear the kilt, just for her cheek.
Oh, there goes your granny, waggling her wellies, shuggling her wellies, and biddling her fist up her doing the mantelpiece with Alec Findlay. And that's the reason why I wear the kilt. Actually, I wear a kilt, hoochters and chuchters. It's a miniature kilt. One minute you're all right, and the next minute you're freezing. But hoochters, chuchters, fens, and single ends, butts and bends, grannies and crannies and wallies and wellies, that's the end of McLaughlin's Hoochter Chuchter Cayley. And be your toorie or stoorie or your sporran or warren, I hope that you hooked, chooked, rolled your granny round the gaffin gas works and barreled your minister round the bus stop to the best in music from north of the tartan line. And right now, it's over to Mr. 242 himself. That's what they're paying him at Cookhaddon's Brew, 2 pounds, 4 and tuppence, Mr. Tommy Shield.
Well, that's the end of this sound memorial to Radio Scotland, the station with the heart of gold. And on behalf of all the boys and girls at Radio Scotland House and the boys in the Comet, including Mel Howard, Bob Spencer, Kathy Spence, John Kerr, Eddie White, Richard Park and Ben Healy, not forgetting the Hoochter Chuchter man himself, Jack McLaughlin, I wish you all the very best. But, for no war, and tibide a war. Bye-bye the new.